This video will show just how easy it is to acquire and monitor vibration data using RioTech Instruments RioServer software. As you will see, all you need is our software and the IP address of our system, and you too can acquire and monitor data from the demonstration system we keep up and running here at RTI. Please keep in mind that the only problem with having an open demo such as this is that if two people would try to acquire a time waveform at the same time. Other than that, the function of our demo is the same as you would have at your plant. At our office here near Houston, we try to keep a simple system up and running. This system consists of an NCA connected to the internet. The other side of the NCA is connected to a 900 MHz server radio, which talks to another 900 MHz remote radio across the office. The remote radio is connected to a vibration monitoring unit, or VMU, which has one of its 8 inputs connected to an accelerometer monitoring a cooling fan on a computer kept running at all times. This is the vibration data we will try and acquire. If you are downloading our software for the first time, a dialog will pop up asking you to register the product. The software will operate normally for 20 days, enough for you to try out the software. After 20 days, if you have not purchased a registration key, the software will operate for only 20 minutes before requiring a restart. Since we will be running the software for demo purposes, we will go ahead and click on the Register Later button. After clicking on the Register Later button, a window will pop up. This window holds a list where all your VMUs would be kept. If the Add New VMU window doesn't pop up automatically, go ahead and click on Create New. This will open up a window which will allow us to create a new VMU. Under the VMU name field, we in fact automatically add new VMU as a default name. But VMUs can be named anything you want, usually a name associated with a location. For example, if you are wanting to monitor the gearbox and fan blades of a cooling tower, you might name this VMU Cooling Tower 1. But for demonstration purposes, we will change the name to Demo VMU. While RioServer software uses the internet to acquire data, because our VMUs use different types of networks to transport their data, these different networks need a Network Communication Adapter, or NCA, which is used to adapt or translate the data between the networks the VMUs use and the internet which RioServer uses. To connect to any NCA, you need to know its IP address, which is much like a phone number that RioServer uses to dial it up. It is usually best in a plant environment to put a fixed IP in your NCA. If you do not put a fixed IP into your NCA, then there's a chance that any time the NCA is restarted, its IP address, or phone number, might change, and RioServer will not be able to find and talk to it. Since our IP address is fixed, we purchased a URL, which is a human-friendly way to remember an IP address, much the same way you use URLs in your web browser. This comes in very handy when using one of our portable cellular-based monitoring units. Our URL is riotechinst.net. Once we have our IP address or URL, we need to list it here in RioServer. Please note the Search for NCA button. This is for finding NCAs. Let's say, for example, you purchase a portable unit and cannot get a fixed IP from your IT department. Then we would use the Search for NCA button. This will allow the software to go out on your intranet and find any NCA that is on your subnet. Please keep in mind that this search function will only work on a local subnet. If the NCA is on the other side of routers or a smart switch, it will not be able to answer back from any inquiry. This is why for our demo we have to know the address of the NCA and cannot use the Search for NCA function here. This is important in large plant environments where there might be routers separating different areas of the plant. In that case, you would have to get a fixed IP address from your IT department and install it in your NCA. Then, knowing that IP address, add it manually, as we will do here. While this might seem more trouble than it's worth, keep in mind that this theoretically allows you to monitor vibration data from anywhere in the world. Just as every NCA has an IP address, every VMU has its own identification number. If you were to buy a portable system with only one VMU, we would probably most likely set the ID to 1. But because we know that the ID for the VMU here in our office is ID 2, we'll click on the ID field and change the number. As you can see, when we leave the IP address field, the dialog grays out. This is because it is going out and checking to see if the IP address you entered is good. If it is, the red indicator light next to the IP address will change from red to green. After changing the ID number, go ahead on Check COM to VMU. After a couple of seconds, a dialog should pop up showing you two things. The first is how long it took for the NCA to respond to our request, and the second is the length of time it took for the VMU to answer. This time includes any radio delays. All this information is very useful when troubleshooting your setup. We will go ahead and click on OK and close all three dialog boxes. After Rio Server saves our setting, it should install our VMU and its sensors in the directory tree on the left-hand side. We are now just about ready to acquire an FFT. As you can see, the top sensor is green, while the other sensors have red X's through them. This is because when Rio Server established communications, the first thing it does is go out and check to see the health status of its inputs. Based on this check, Rio Server knows that there is only one good sensor connected to our VMU. This is very useful in long-term operation of Rio Server because we would want to know the status of sensors if we were depending upon them to notify us of damage in our plant. But for this demo, we are going to disable these sensors so that Rio Server will not go out and try and acquire data from them. First, select the VMU in the tree and press the right mouse button, and then select Configure Sensors. When the dialog box pops up, just click on all the sensors that are not needed and then press Close. After disabling the unneeded sensors, let's select the remaining sensor that we can ask for an FFT. After selecting it, go to the graph in the menu, then select Get Spectrum Now. At the bottom of the screen, you will see a green light go on indicating that Rio Server is asking the VMU for a time waveform from which it will build an FFT. Just above the light, you can see the parameters of the requested data. This area shows what VMU you are working with, which sensor you have acquired data from, and the lines of resolution and FMAX of the resulting data. The values for FMAX and lines of resolutions are the default values and can be changed at will. Once the light goes out, you can see a 100% reading right next to the light, indicating that all the data came across. The FFT should appear soon after the light goes out. Usually, Rio Server is configured to scale the graph automatically. If the graph does not fit in the window properly, just press Ctrl-A for autoscale. You have set up your first continuous online monitoring system. Other videos will show how to change acquisition parameters, trend critical fault frequencies, set up alarm and email lists so that Rio Server can report any abnormalities. Thank you for taking the time to watch this video. And again, feel free to download our software and try Rio Server for yourself. Or better yet, buy and try for 30 days one of our low-cost portable systems and see for yourself the ease and benefits of using Rio Tech Instruments hardware and software to monitor your plant equipment.